Every day, anywhere, anytime. The Digital Gospel Channel. Ebenezer International, your station.
Vous écoutez Mikonag, l'émission qui vous aide à mieux connaître les artistes chrétiens. You are listening to Mikonag, a very special corner to discover the Christian artist universe. Hello and welcome to the Digital Gospel Channel, the Radio Ebenezer International. This Christian web radio whose main goal is to feed your soul with good spiritual food. My name is Frank Duristil, and I will be your host as you will listen to this new edition of Mikonag, this special hidden conceived to help you discover the Christian artist from all over the world. And the next few minutes, we will welcome our guest on this new edition of Mikonag, whose name is Kathleen Carpenter. She is owner at KathleenCarpenter.com, an arranger, soprano, artist, piano and vocal instructor. It is also an occasion to give praise to the Lord for all that He has done in our guest ministry and life. Stay in tune. Bonjour mesdames, bonjour mesdemoiselles, messieurs, bonjour et merci de choisir la radio chrétienne Ebenezer internationale en vue de votre édification spirituelle. Je suis Franck Duristil, votre ami podcasteur qui vous revient avec ce tout nouveau numéro de Mikonag, l'émission conçue pour vous faire découvrir l'histoire des artistes chrétiens, leur parcours, leur témoignage, leur relation avec le Seigneur. Aujourd'hui, nous rendons gloire à Dieu qui nous donne de pouvoir vous faire découvrir une artiste qui nous vient des États-Unis d'Amérique et se prénomme Kathleen Carpenter. Dans quel que soit l'endroit où vous nous écoutez, je vous remercie de votre intérêt pour notre radio et vous souhaite d'ores et déjà une agréable écoute. And to welcome our guest, Steve Prudio, he's been faithful. Pour accueillir notre invité, nous vous proposons ce morceau de l'artiste américain Steve Prudio. He's been faithful.
In my moments,
il a été fidèle.
Of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love He's proved faithful to me. Every word He's promised is what I thought was impossible, I've seen my God do. He's been faithful, faithful. Love and mercy I see, though in my heart I had questioned, even failed to believe. when my heart looked away. The many times I could not pray, still my God, He was faithful to me. The days I spent so selfishly, reaching out for what pleased me, even then God was faithful to me. Every time I come back to Him, He is waiting with open arms, and I see once again He's been faithful, faithful to me. Looking back, His love and mercy I see. Though in my heart I have questioned, even failed to believe, yet He's been faithful, even fail to believe, yet He's been faithful, faithful in my heart. I have questions, even fail to believe, yet He's been faithful.
Amen. It's so faithful to me. Steve Puglio on the Radio Ebenezer International. It's time now to welcome our guest, Mrs. Kathleen Carpenter. Mrs. Carpenter, it's so great a pleasure to have you with us today on this radio show. We greet you and welcome you in the wonderful name of Jesus, our Savior.
Hi, Pastor Frank. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be on your program. It is a great, great honor.
Amen, amen. And will you tell us who is Mrs. Carpenter? And where does she come from?
Yes, I am Catherine Carpenter. Mm-hmm. I'm a wife and a mom and a singer, a soprano, an arranger of music and a pianist and a piano and voice teacher here in Indiana.
Okay, so now I have another very special question. Can you introduce to us your native country and birthplace? What's your strongest memory of your childhood?
Yes, I am from America, the United States, and was born in Memphis, Tennessee. And Memphis, Tennessee is actually where Elvis lived. And my parents at the time lived in Horn Lake, Mississippi, and were in ministry, and then I was born in Memphis. And so my strongest childhood memory, and actually I would say probably the most important childhood memory, was when I gave my life to the Lord as a child in the Kmart parking lot with my grandma. And my grandmother was a wonderful Christian lady, and she was a singer actually also. And we were in the parking lot, and she asked me if I wanted to invite Jesus into my heart. And I did, and that's when I became a Christian. And that's my most important childhood memory. And then at the age of 9, I really felt called to become a singer. Mm-hmm. And I'm really thankful to the Lord because He's given me many opportunities to sing and to do music throughout my life. Mm-hmm. And I'm really thankful for all of those times and all of those memories.
Amen. Amen. This question is a very personal one. Are you married or single?
Yes, I am married. I have a wonderful, wonderful husband and two beautiful kids with totally different personalities. And it is a great blessing and a calling to be their mom.
And what is your background, your basic education just before music? And what jobs have you done other than being an artist?
So growing up, I went to several different Christian schools, and we group homeschooled one year. And then I went to college and studied. I was a music business major, and I was a vocal performance minor, so I studied opera. And then I also studied classical piano during that time. And then I went to graduate school and did a Master of Arts in Music and studied with a jazz pianist. And actually, we did some jazz vocal stuff too. And then I have had jobs outside of music. In high school, my very first job was actually for my parents' ministry. Mm-hmm. They are now in Youth Serving Christ. Back then, it was Youth for Christ. Mm-hmm. And I helped with a little bit with the bookkeeping. And then when I got into college, my very first job there was as a campus operator. Mm-hmm. And so people would call the school, and then I would redirect their phone call. And then I had the opportunity to work for an admissions counselor.
I see.
And I would call prospective students and that kind of thing. And this was all at Anderson University in Indiana. Mm. After college, I then worked for a financial management consultant, which was very interesting. And then after that, I went to graduate school and had an assistantship at Emmons Auditorium. And I was the assistant to the events manager, which was fascinating because they would have all of these groups and music groups come to the school. And so I helped her with the student workers and then also just in any way I could. Mm-hmm. And that assistantship actually paid for my graduate school studies, which was a huge blessing. And I'm still very, very thankful for that. Amen. And all of that was at Ball State University, and that's where I did the Master of Arts in Music.
Many experiences. And Mrs. Carpenter, do you have musicians in your family? Who have introduced you in the music field?
Yes, I come from a very, very musical family, actually, on both sides. Both of my grandmothers were singers. One of them, the one that led me to the Lord, was more of a soprano. And then my other grandma, who was from Tennessee, sang country music and played the piano. Both of my parents are musical. My mom was a music minor in college, and then my dad is self-taught on many, many different instruments, and he is a songwriter and a member of ASCAP. And we, as a family, have done a lot of his songs throughout the years. When I was around the age of nine, my family started doing concerts in churches. And so we have had and still have a music ministry as a family, going to different churches and doing music. There are actually six of us, and then I have two brother-in-laws, and they both play music too. One of them is a songwriter, and both of them are very musical. And then I come from a family of four siblings, so all four of us are musical and play different instruments. Although one of my sisters, she's also very gifted, I would say, with athletics as well. But my brother and I, we actually played together in college. We were in the same piano studio, and we even competed against each other in college. And my brother won the concerto aria, which I'm glad he did because he is just a fabulous pianist with classical music and all that kind of thing. I really believe that the Lord has really given him a gift in that. And then my sister is a drummer, and she plays at the church that they're at now. Both my sister and brother-in-law both play there. But then as a family, we still do music together when we can, even though everybody has grown and has kids, except for my brother. I mean, he is grown, but he doesn't have kids. So anyway, and then later on, in around 2005, our family put together a music studio, which has just been fantastic to be able to do that. And so my dad has made several CD projects of his original songs. He has like a saxophone Christmas CD, a regular saxophone CD. And then I have made 5 CD projects here in the basement. My brother has been a huge part of that whole process because he does the drumming, he does the mixing and the mastering, and my brother and I help my dad with all the arranging and that kind of thing. But my brother really is very good at all the mixing and mastering for the CD projects and that kind of thing. So it's been really neat to have the opportunity to be able to record and also perform.
Amen, amen. Let's take a break with your track entitled Amazing Grace. Bien sûr, la radio chrétienne Ebenezer International, cette radio qui vient vers vous pour vous servir à l'heure de Mykonak, une édition spéciale consacrée à l'artiste américaine Kathleen Carpenter. You are listening to the Digital Gospel Channel, the radio Ebenezer International. It's a very special heaven consecrated today for the American artist Kathleen Carpenter, our guest. Mrs. Carpenter, is piano the unique instrument you play? At what age have you started? Wasn't it difficult?
So I would say that I have two unique instruments. Mm-hmm. One of them is piano, which I started at age 7, and then also voice. At the age of 15, I started studying opera and voice and all of that kind of thing. Okay. And I studied that through high school, through college, even up till age 30, off and on. I studied with a retired professor who was a German opera singer, and she helped me a lot actually with teaching. But as far as piano goes, I started at age 7, and my brother, who's 3 years younger than me, also started piano as well. And so we kind of encouraged each other along. Learning an instrument is not easy, and the discipline of having to read music and then trying to find everything on the piano is quite a task, actually. Because when you're learning piano, you're learning where the notes are, and then you have to learn keyboard geography. And even as I teach piano, I try to keep this in mind when I'm teaching students, because I know that they're taking in a lot at the same time. In fact, I love to give them songs that they know, especially Christmas songs, because I love Christmas. But I love to give them songs that they know because it helps them learn the language of music, which can be quite a bit to grasp. Now, outside of piano, growing up in the musical family, which I talked about, my dad would have us learn other instruments outside of the main ones. And so he taught me the harmonica in the car. And actually, our family would practice the harmonicas in the car. We'd have 5 harmonicas, and we'd perform them, we'd practice them. We'd even practice them going down the road, which was interesting. And then we had 6 horns, 3 trumpets and 3 saxophones. And to tell you the truth, I kind of dreaded that practice because those horns would squeak and they'd make funny sounds and that kind of thing. But we still did it. We still practiced. And my dad would be writing a song in another room. This is just a memory. And he'd be like, honey, can you come in here and can you sing harmony on this song? Or, oh, I wrote this new song. And it would always be neat to hear. He still writes songs. He's really gifted in that way.
Mm. Mrs. Carpenter, some people start to learn and to play an instrument, but after some months, that stop. Who encouraged you to keep steady with perseverance until the special stature that you have in this area?
My mom would not let me quit piano, which I'm so glad that she didn't. And my dad, his philosophy kind of in life is, if you have time to breathe, then you have time for music. And we would practice no matter if we wanted to or not. And we had these 6 horns. And I remember kind of dreading getting out the horns because they would squeak and they would make funny sounds. But as a family, we still practiced anyway. I remember my dad being in another room and he would be writing a song and he'd say, oh, honey, can you come in here and practice with me? Would you sing this with me? Would you just try to do some harmony? And I still have that fond memory. So both of my parents really would not let us quit. And I'm very, very thankful that they made us persevere.
My congratulations to your family and very especially to your parents. You have received many prizes and rewards. Can you tell us some words about them? What is your best memory about these very special moments of your career?
So as far as awards go, I did receive a NAMM award in college, which allowed me to go to the NAMM convention, which is like the music products industry that was in California, which was really neat. And I went with my dad. And then I became a Pi Kappa Lambda, I believe it is, member right after graduate school because of grades and that kind of thing, which was a blessing. But probably more than awards, I would say, I feel like the Lord has given me a lot of really neat opportunities to perform with the family and as a singer. throughout the years, and I'm really thankful for that. And then the opportunity to record. I've made 5 CDs, and they're on CD Baby. And then the opportunity to make sheet music for students. I've been writing the sheet music for students and that kind of thing. And recently I've made a website, which has been a great blessing too.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Carpenter. Before our second break, what have you done to be a good pianist? Is it an easy job?
So practicing is a huge part of trying to become a wonderful or a good musician. And so when I sit down to practice, I do voice first, and I will do like these vocal warm-ups and that kind of thing. I might practice an opera piece or even jazz. And then for piano, I do scales, harmonic minor scales, and practice major scales and thirds, I guess you could say. And then more recently, I've been trying to study my jazz chords and sight reading for arranging and that kind of thing to get better at that. And then also practice sight reading, which really helps with teaching as well. So that's really practice is just huge. And the more specific you can be with practicing, the better off you are, which is something I need to keep working on. There's so much discipline involved in practicing. And in college, you know, I did all that classical piano music, which was different type of study from studying jazz, where you're like memorizing chords and progressions and that kind of thing.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Carpenter. And for our second break, we invite the American music teacher and guitar player, Mr. Ken L. Smith, to play for us a track entitled, I Believe, that I dedicate to all of you, and especially to our guest, Mrs. Kathleen Carpenter from the United States. Stay tuned. Listening to the Radio Ebenezer International, it was the American music teacher and guitar player Ken L. Smith, and this very special program dedicated to the music teacher and pianist soprano Mrs. Kathleen Carpenter. Mrs. Carpenter, according to you, what role does an artist have in our society?
An artist in society has a very important role. As mm-hmm. a Christian artist, it is to reflect the Lord, to reflect Jesus Christ to others, and try to be a witness if I can be. Mm-hmm. In teaching, it's different yet because I'm teaching the next generation music, or I hope so, especially the love of music, which is probably one of the most important things I feel like I can teach students. And actually, as an artist, it is to show the love of music or communicate that to others. And music really is a wonderful way to communicate to the world. And like in recording, I love to record because you can take people places. You can go to other time periods. You can go to all kinds of different genres. You can go to other places in the world. Mm-hmm. Then, so when I record here in this basement, it's like I can take people places that they weren't planning to go, or they can travel through time. And so that's what it is. Really, one way to be an artist is to take people places, or to create something beautiful that reminds them of the Lord. Yes. And I guess that would be a goal I would have as an artist, is to be a reflection of the Lord, so that when they hear music that I make, that it reminds them of something good. Amen. And something pure. Amen. And wholesome. I mean, that would be just a wonderful goal to have as an artist, and to show people the Lord.
Amen. And is the artistic life lonely, Mrs. Carpenter? What do you do to counteract it?
I would say life as an artist is not necessarily lonesome for me. Of course, I'm in a season of life where I haven't been quite as lonesome being a mom, but I would say that music has been more of a refuge for me. For things, trials that have happened in life, I've been able to go to music to learn something new, or it's been like a healing for me. And even the studio, even here recording music, there have been times where I would be recording a hymn and I would just start crying, because it reminded me of the Lord. It reminded me of His truth. And it was like a ministry in itself, just hearing the words to those hymns. Mm-hmm. And so through the trials of life, music has been a wonderful healing in many ways, and very much a blessing. Amen. And I have experienced loneliness just in general, but it hasn't really been as an artist per se. But my personality is very steady and more optimistic, and so I'm not as prone to melancholy as other types of personalities.
Amen. Amen. And professionally, what's your goal and what is your dreamed project for the future?
Professional goals and life goals, I would say, is to, first of all, you know, be what the Lord would want me to be, and to be a godly wife and mom. And then as far as music goes, probably one of my greatest goals would be to leave behind, when I'm no longer here and I'm with the Lord, to leave behind here on this earth quality CD projects and music, and teaching material, and also sheet music for students that they can play years when I'm gone. But I would love to leave behind a legacy of quality music, excellent music, especially the recorded music as well, and a unique sound, and be able to bring glory to the Lord even when I'm not here anymore. And another goal I would have, my dad, he has written I don't know how many songs over the past 30 years. He started writing music in the 1980s. And I really would like to see him be able to get his songs out. And I've recorded, actually, some of his songs. One of my favorite songs that I've recorded of his is a song called Trusting in You, and I love the words and the music to this song. And another great song he has written is called The Ground is Level at the Foot of the Cross. And the words, I'll just tell you a little bit of the words, but the ground is level at the foot of the cross. When Jesus died, he died for a whole world that was lost. And whether you're rich or poor, bond or free, God shows no partiality because the ground is level at the foot of the cross. I actually, one time I prayed, Lord, I would love for people all over the world to hear that song because of the words of that song. And so what an opportunity to share those words with you all today. So anyway, I guess I would love to leave behind a legacy that points people to the Lord and where the Lord can use my music even a long, long time from now. I think that would be one of my greatest dreams. I've had other dreams of, you know, getting a doctorate someday, other types of lofty goals, I guess, but really it's up to the Lord. And I will do my best to keep learning and to keep growing and to hopefully develop whatever talents and gifts the Lord has given me.
Mrs. Carpenter, before asking you our last question, are there some artists you'd like to be compared to?
Probably the very first artist that really made an impact on me was Sandy Patty. And I was around 9 years old, and I just loved her, and I would try to sing her music and even mimic her, but she really had a strong influence on me, even as a little girl and as a teenager, and I would sing some of her music. And then Steve Green had this arrangement of O Holy Night, and I still actually use that arrangement. I wasn't so influenced by him, but I was very much influenced by that accompaniment track, mm-hmm. and have loved that arrangement over the years. And of course, he has a beautiful voice too. Mm-hmm. But then when I got into high school years, my dad started listening to big band music, and I was really influenced by that jazz, mm-hmm. and I started listening to Natalie Cole, and she was one of my favorite jazz singers. And then Harry Connick Jr., he was another jazz musician and singer that I would listen to a lot. And so I was really influenced by both of them as a teenager and going into college, and I really dreamed about becoming a singer and arranging music and making CDs and that kind of thing.
Wow. And to end our program, our interview, do you have some special words for our worldwide audience today, Mrs. Carpenter?
Well, thank you so much again, Pastor Frank, for allowing me to come on your radio program. I am so thankful for such a wonderful opportunity. And for any special words for you all here today, I would say you have been gifted and you are unique. You're not like anybody else that God has created. You have a unique role in your family and in the world that you're in, and do what you can to develop what God has given you.
Amen.
And keep learning, keep growing. You know, as you get older, I think the tendency is to think, I don't need to keep learning anymore. I don't need to keep growing.
It's true.
But
it's
take the foundation, whatever that might be, and keep going. Don't stop.
Amen.
Keep growing, even if it's just a little bit every day. And whatever unique way you have been gifted or what interests you have. Another piece of advice I would say is walk with the Lord on a daily basis.
Amen.
And be in the Word of God as much as you can. My mom has just really emphasized that to us over the years.
Mm-hmm.
It's a personal relationship with Christ, and that really is a foundation for everything, actually.
Amen.
To be able to make an impact on the world, that's the best way to do it, is to walk with the Lord.
Amen.
And actually, that would be probably the best piece of advice I could really give to anyone. So, thank you guys so very, very much again. Thank you, Pastor Frank, for having me. And I hope you guys just have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Carpenter. May God bless you and your ministry. Et juste avant le mot de la fin, un autre morceau interprété par notre invité, All Creatures. Bonne écoute à toutes et à tous. Every day, everywhere, anytime, the Digital Gospel Journal, Ebenezer International, your station. Mesdames, Mesdemoiselles et Messieurs, chers auditeurs et auditrices de la Radio Chrétienne Ebenezer International, le temps des parties à notre programme touche à sa fin. Ce m'était un grand plaisir de passer ces précieuses minutes en votre compagnie. Je vous remercie infiniment de votre intérêt pour ce ministère et l'assurance que ce programme vous a beaucoup plu. Si vous avez des questions, des commentaires, des suggestions, n'hésitez pas de nous contacter à cette adresse email francradio@aol.com. francradio@aol.com. Ce me serait un plaisir de vous lire et surtout de vous répondre le plus vite possible. Dear listeners and friends of the Digital Gospel Journal, I was very happy to count you among our listeners today. I hope that you have appreciated this moment spent in the company of our guest, American Christian artist Kathleen Carpenter. And just before leaving, I want to thank our guest, Mrs. Carpenter, for her courtesy and for her patience. And I pray that the Lord will keep on using her and this ministry so that she could always be a blessing for everybody. Et à vous tous, fidèles auditeurs et auditrices qui étaient branchés depuis le début de ce programme jusqu'à cette dernière minute, je vous remercie une fois de plus de votre écoute et vous donne rendez-vous pour la prochaine édition de Mikonak. C'était pour vous servir au micro et à la réalisation votre ami podcasteur Franck Doristil qui vous salue bien et vous donne rendez-vous pour la prochaine édition de Mikonak si le Seigneur nous prête la vie. Au revoir! Vous venez d'écouter Mikonak, l'émission qui vous aide à mieux connaître les artistes chrétiens. Mikonak, présenté par Franck Doristil, votre ami podcasteur. Mikonak, sur la radio qui vient vers vous pour vous servir. Ebenezer International, The Digital Gospel Channel, your station. Like a shepherd.